Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is going to be a jam-packed special edition on this Thursday transmission. It is the Ide of March. In the Ides of March, it is the 15th day of March 2012. And we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And when I say we have a jam-packed transmission, we certainly do. Ed Haslam, who is an investigator and author, will be joining us in studio. It gets into weaponized cancer viruses, the JFK assassination, and more. And he, of course, has written Dr. Mary's Monkey, available at InfoWars.com. And he also helped put the book together with a lady who reportedly and has the evidence dated Lee Harvey Oswald, Me and Lee. So we're going to be talking about both these books in the first hour. Boy, is it a heavy news day on top of it. And then Jim Mars, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes into the second hour, is going to be joining us, investigative journalist, also in the JFK realm, but we're not going to get into that with him. We're going to get into current issues. And then Congressman, former CIA operative, Bob Barr is going to give us an update on the TSA, the Toilet Safety Administration. I never watched South Park because I'm not big on potty humor and stuff, but I got up early this morning. Well, not that early. I was out late last night and went in and watched it on the South Park website, or as much of it as I could. My children kept coming in the room, so I had to turn it off. But they really hit the nail on the head, because in the show, somebody, a woman falls into the toilet and gets hurt. And so, well, since somebody got hurt, she dies. She falls into the toilet and the suction basically sucks her down the toilet. So then they say, well, one person died. We've got to have safety at all toilets. So they make you wear seat belts and they've got cameras watching you. And it's absurd, but that's actually where all this is going. The nanny state is a planned takeover. The globalists admitted on record. Meanwhile, the TSA is engaged in another psyop. TSA says it will stop groping grannies because they got caught lying about pulling, we're talking 95-year-old women in some cases behind closed doors, ripping colostomy bags off of them, urology bags, screaming at them, trying to make them walk. And they're like, I'm going to Illinois to die. They're like, get up, I told you to get up. You're in the Marine Corps now, get up. That's what's happening. And so then they lied and said, we don't strip search anybody. I'm not a crook. Everything's fine. Government loves you. And, of course, then they got caught, of course, doing it. It's kind of like 2 years ago. Hey, they're groping small children. They're even taking their pants off, taking their diapers off. We're not doing it. That's preposterous. Oh, here's 500 videos of me doing it. Well, we're going to stop it now. And, of course, they never stop it. So the new thing is we're going to stop groping above 75. It's just you get an even more powerful body scan. They actually say that. It says double dose of radiation for seniors will allow them to avoid the pat-downs. You know, if you ran up in a park and ran up to a woman and grabbed her sexual organs and said, I'm just doing a pat-down here, you'd go to prison for about 5 years, and you should. But not in this case, not with the Toilet Safety Administration. You know why I love it? We've posted joke videos about the TSA, and they always get them blocked or taken down because they know humor is what's really going to destroy them. And this huge federal power grab and this dog training, slave training they're doing. And mocking the New World Order, I think, is one of the most important things. Not being scared of them, realizing that, yeah, they're dangerous, yeah, they're in control, but they're also a bunch of scum and they're just human. By the way, I've got an amazing story of what happened last night. I don't even know if I'm going to tell it today, though. The Dave Mustaine exclusive interview is coming up tonight, nightly news, 7 o'clock. We'll be right back. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we have got a big kahuna transmission lined up for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Ed Haslam. And he is an investigative researcher who's put out a very powerful book, Dr. Mary's Monkey. He also helped put together the book, Me and Lee Harvey Oswald. Very powerful information because it ties into the medical mafia, weaponized cancer viruses, and more. He's going to be in studio with us for the balance of the hour and a little bit of the next hour. And then we're going to have Jim Mars, who needs no introduction, talking about current events. The TSA, World War III, the megabank takeover, the fact that world government's now naked, out in the open. But we're still conspiracy theorists. So we're going to be discussing that. And then former Congressman Bob Barr on the latest on the TSA, the police state, the NDAA, the federal courts announcing they'll give you felony charges for protesting. Just the descent into tyranny that we are living in here in this once great republic. But people are waking up. You don't know what you've got until it's gone. And the population, by and large, those that are going to wake up are starting to wake up. Wow, all the news here is just insane. There's a London Telegraph article. There's also one in the Associated Press. Soldiers asked to disarm during Leon Panetta's speech in Afghanistan. And this is now happening at combat bases in Iraq as well. Top generals will not speak in front of armed troops. They won't even go on base areas around troops when they have guns. Let me explain this to you. The Secretary of Defense will not get around armed soldiers. You just heard me say that. Now, what does that tell you about this government? This is not our government. And what does it say about what they're doing in Afghanistan? We're about to get into medical tyranny here, but it's on record in Wired Magazine. It's on record in a lot of other publications. They just report it like they're talking about stock prices or something, very dry, or what the weather's supposed to be tomorrow. Oh, by the way, we're doing mass experiments for, you know, a decade now in Afghanistan mainly in giving the troops aggression drugs and then amnesics after missions. And that's why you had a group of Delta Force, remember like 5 years ago, they came back from Afghanistan and four guys in one day went crazy and three of them killed their families. The other didn't, but then burned his house down and the police pulled up. It was in the local paper that's outside Fort Bragg and said that the Delta Force, well, this guy was a captain, was flopping around the ground foaming at the mouth. That's not PTSD. That's mind control going on. And you got this guy flipping out, as you know, over the weekend and going out now. We learn it's 18 people he reportedly killed in just the town, going into houses, killing families, shooting children. Something's going on there, ladies and gentlemen, and I've reserved comment on it. But you see this. This is not PTSD. Something's going on. They have screwed some of these soldiers up so bad with the drugs they're giving them and things. And this is admitted, but details are classified. Again, oh, we're testing amnesics and we're testing aggression drugs on them. In fact, I've seen reports that out of a brigade of, say, 4,000 people in the army over there, as many as 500 are being tested on. And I need to open the phones up sometime in the next week or so. We don't have a bunch of guests lined up just to have military call in about this. And I need to go back and pull all the articles on this and report on it because, it's being reported on. But it's just like, oh, yeah, we're doing some testing on their minds. What's mind control? So now soldiers were asked to disarm during a speech by Leon Panetta, the American Defense Secretary, in a sign of growing concern over spats, just spats, you know, mass killing, of seemingly random violence. Yeah, they're just killing, officers are killing people, troops are killing other troops, worse than Vietnam ever was. And the people are saying, I don't know why I did it. It's not like I got mad at the sergeant because he's been, you know, doing so, I threw a hand grenade in there. No, we're not talking about just fragging. You know, that's gone on in every army forever. This is just, I don't know why I started killing people. I don't know why I went in the barracks and started shooting people. I don't remember. So we're going to be talking about that. And speaking of mind control, we're going to go to our guest. And I'll intersperse. We've got so many guests today, news throughout the transmission. Big Pharma pushes drug to cure racism. Now, remember, we had the report Monday where they're saying that they're going to start. Well, they admit they want to put drugs in the water to make us not be aggressive and submit, but also to make us smaller. They're now saying the big bioethicist groups and are publishing it. And, of course, they say kill babies up to age 3. And but see, now, suddenly they know that we're aware of them. They're just trying to acclimate us to make it as insane as possible. But it's all over the news we're going to start giving you a heart drug so you're not racist, whatever that means, because some psychiatrists say so. And they want to put lithium in the water, too. But everything's okay. Yeah, they're drugging the troops. They're not going to tell you exactly what, but just. They don't let the brass get around them, though. Nothing's going on, though. Everything's fine. Just a precaution. And yeah, they're announcing they're going to secretly arrest citizens whenever they want. But, again, everything's they're now trying to say vaccines are the law to take, even though there's no law. I've got a journal, Pediatrics, is recommending forced Gardasil for boys as well so they don't get the cervical cancer. Did you catch that? Again, Big Pharma pushes drug to cure racism, and they're saying it's – I can say this until I get on the air. It's one of the few things I get stage fright with is weird drug names on air that I'm going to mess them up. Propranolol. And it's in the Journal of Psychopharmacology. And they're just saying generally we need to start drugging the public. Now, the reason I find our guest research so amazing is because he just stumbled into the truth and didn't brush himself off and just walk off in the distance, ignore it. Because I guess his dad had worked around this lady. He had a connection to her, and he began to research it. He fell down the rabbit hole. And the book is Dr. Mary's Monkey, how the unsolved murder of a doctor, a secret laboratory in New Orleans, and a cancer-causing monkey virus are linked to Lee Harvey Oswald, the JFK assassination, and emerging global epidemics. And his research, again, just proves, on top of all the other proof, that Lee Harvey Oswald was a government asset, that there was weaponized cancer programs going on. Even, you know, the film JFK has some of that in it, based on Jim Marr's work. He's joining us next hour. And, you know, he's got all these documents and wants to, you know, go over it. And that's great. Well, 92% of people in the average poll know the government killed Kennedy. And there's a whole shadow government and Fletcher Prouty. For me, it's that his research dovetails with all the confirmed info where hundreds of millions of people have been exposed to cancer viruses and tens of millions have died conservatively. I mean, this is the biggest story ever. And he has... A juncture right into original source documents, government documents, research in Dr. Mary's monkeys. And it's a page turner. I mean, it's reality and it's frightening, but also it's a whodunit. I mean, it's a masterpiece book, and we do sell it at Infowars.com. And then it dovetails with me and Lee, how I came to know, love, and lose Lee Harvey Oswald. And we're going to talk some about this book that he helped put together with the lady who got the proof, you know, was dating the government operative Lee Harvey Oswald. Edward T. Haslam, thank you so much. Of course, the foreword of your book is written by Jim Marrs, I should add, is here. We're going to break in about 4 minutes, but you've got the floor pretty much for the hour. I mean, tell us about your journey, how you found the rabbit hole. I think something this big, that's a good place to start. So let's start at the beginning.
Well, Mary Sherman was a colleague of my father's, and they were both professors of orthopedic surgery at Tulane Medical School in New Orleans. I even sat on her lap once as a child. And so when she was murdered, it was kind of big news in our family because she was like my father's best friend. And because of that, I knew things about Mary Sherman and her murder that the public didn't know. And I was very suspicious for a very long time. My father, who came out of Harvard Medical School, had like the utmost respect for this woman who's out of the University of Chicago. Turns out that she was good friends with Enrico Fermi. She was bringing radiation into medicine, and she was published in cancer articles. Even University of Texas published a book called Tumors of the Bone and Soft Tissue that had several articles by her in there in which she challenged the very language that was used to describe cancer. Okay, so she was a high-level hitter. And that's the first part I knew. And the other part I knew was that her arm was missing. And it wasn't until I got the documents, and there's a lot of people who have had bad information about this, but I went and got the police reports and the autopsy reports and the homicide report all from the public library, and I got all of the newspaper articles, about 2 weeks of coverage, and I laid them out on my table, and I noticed that this fact that was very clear in the police reports and in the autopsy, which was that Mary Sherman's entire right arm and rib cage had been disintegrated by heat. And even the cops on the scene said they could stand there and see the internal organs of her body. Okay. This was never, not in a single newspaper ad. I mean, a newspaper story. Okay. So why was it that they didn't tell the public about this? And as you get into it, you realize that there's nothing in her apartment that could have possibly burned off her arm. And right next to that is unburned human hair. So how do you get thousands and thousands of degrees to disintegrate?
Okay, come to somebody's house, nothing's on fire, and a person's got cauterized like they've been shot by, you know, stormtroopers. You're wondering what's going on here.
Right, and there's nothing in it. So you have to be left with the conclusion that they brought her body back to her apartment after an incident somewhere else and faked this murder scene. And they didn't want people running around uptown New Orleans looking for the machine that burned off her arm.
And it turns out they were firing radiation into different viruses and other things and trying to create. Well, tell folks what she was working on. We're about to go to break, but tell folks.
Well, what happened with the polio vaccine is after they released 100 million doses of it, they realized there was a cancer-causing virus in it. So they decided at that point to make it secret and to get busy looking for an anti-cancer vaccine. And they were in a hurry. So they started using radiation to mutate the cancer-causing monkey virus to try to create a vaccine.
At least that's what they told the researchers.
Well, this is what was happening in 60-61. It changes and gets much darker after the Cuban Missile Crisis in 62. By 63, they are deliberately making a biological weapon. with this aggressive cancer.
Stay there. Amazing. The book is Dr. Mary's Monkey, Edward T. Haslam. Hope you enjoy.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,648.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,689.94, $844.97 for a half ounce, or $422.48 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,689.94, $844.97, and $422.48.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ed Haslam, Dr. Mary's Monkey. You can go just type into a search engine, cancer viruses and vaccines. It's not just the polio vaccines. We find this across the board. And I know it's not as scary as men with turbans and beards that you have a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting. I understand it's fun to get scared of them and beg for the TSA to give you a public proctology exam. But the real threat is this medical mafia. that knows you're waking up. So that's why they're announcing, oh, we're going to drug your water. It's Fox News, you name it. Just, we're going to put lithium in there. See, it's all out in the open now. But the public needs to understand, and I'm not kidding. I've done the research from every angle on this. A large portion of those, the evidence shows the majority of people that have died of cancer in the last 50 years or so, you can direct right back to the polio vaccine and the rest of it. And this is the silent, slow, painful Holocaust that we're going through. Ed, please continue. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We're going to keep you 20 minutes the next hour with Jim Marsh to cross over on this subject. But please continue getting into the rabbit hole.
Well, I want to just make a comment on this terrorism thing you just brought up, because on September 11, 2001, we lost about 3,500 people due to terrorism. That same day, we lost about 3,500 people due to cancer. The next day, we lost 3,500 people due to cancer. We have lost 12.5 million people due to cancer since September 11th. And where's the fear? I mean,
why is it skyrocketing? We need to. Oh, but it's always find a cure, not find out why it's happening.
Right. And just ask anybody you know. Do you have anybody in your family or friend circle with cancer?
Yes,
they do. I mean, this is a epidemic that's about 15 or 20 times the size of the polio epidemic, but they never refer to it as a cancer epidemic. I mean, this is straight out of Orwell's Newspeak. You know, they're manipulating.
Oh, now they're and they make like a party, like, oh, a lot of kids at school have it. You're part of the cancer group now. And they never discuss why is it skyrocketing. I mean, if people were suddenly dying of arsenic poisoning or cyanide poisoning, they wouldn't say, let's find a way to cure something so you don't die when you eat a deadly poison. You'd say, why are people getting this poisoning?
So I started researching Dr. Mary Sherman and her background, okay? And I discovered that she had gone to the University of Chicago Medical School as a first-year medical student with a woman named Sarah Stewart. And it was Sarah Stewart who was the MD, PhD researcher at the National Cancer Institute who discovered the cancer-causing virus. And her research partner up there was Bernice Eddy, and it was Bernice Eddy that discovered that it was in the polio vaccine. And why was it in the polio vaccine? Because they grew the polio vaccine on monkey kidney cells. And these are cancer-causing monkey viruses. And they were taking monkeys from Asia and monkeys from Africa and putting them in the same cage. And they were getting cross-infected with each other's viruses.
Mutating.
Yeah. And when they took the polio virus out to make the vaccine, they got all the other viruses in there. There were dozens of them in there. And I've got that on page one of the National Cancer Institute newsletter. I mean, this is not a theory. This is what happened.
And you've got it all in your book. You've got government documents, all of it. It's just, wow.
Well, when I saw that, I had to ask a question. I said, if this woman is telling us there's going to be an epidemic of cancer, and that's what Bernice Eddy said in 1960 when she got into so much trouble for saying it, okay? I said, she's trying to warn us. Did this epidemic ever show up? So I went to the medical library, and I got the NCI statistics for Nixon's War on Cancer, which was about a 16-year-old window, and you see these four soft tissue cancers, breast, prostate, melanoma, and lymphoma, erupt out of the...
Whenever they have a war on something, there's going to be more of it. They have a war on drugs, they're shipping it in. They're going to have a war on cancer, look out, you're going to be getting it.
Well, what I find interesting is that Nixon declared this war on cancer in his first week in the White House. That implies a certain amount of premeditation for this. And then you go back and realize that Nixon was VP during the release of the polio vaccine, and Dwight's running the Cold War, and Nixon's running the domestic stuff. So Nixon's holding the roses on the polio vaccine, and he knows it's contaminated. Now, this is like the skeleton in the national closet. This is the biggest.
This is the big kahuna.
The biggest mistake in the history of government. Worldwide.
Until you read the Rockefeller documents where they want to reduce our population.
I said mistake.
Well, stay there. I want to come back and discuss that because, you know, that's what they tell the researchers. That's what they tell the president. That's the compartmentalization. But no doubt it's going on, and they've covered it up. Regardless, it's going on. We'll be back. It's all in the book, Dr. Mary's Monkey at InfoWars.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Coming to you worldwide, blasting out on over 100 AM and FM affiliates, XM Channel 166, number one on internet talk radio streaming via podcasts and audio streams. That shows that people are hungry for the truth. Even if it's delivered by little old me, people put up with me, and I appreciate that. Again, God bless you all for joining us here. I understand that Jay-Z is pretty entertaining. People are obsessing over basketball games right now. I understand that it's spring break. Nice weather in many parts of the country. But we are on a planet hurtling through space. Look out at the stars. You are amongst the stars. You are part of that cosmos. You are out here in the boondocks on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy looking in to the core. Think of that magic and majesty. And then recognize that real life is going on around you everywhere. And in that sense of wonderment and investigation, you'll see the good in the world. And it does outnumber the bad. But then you realize that bad understands how the world works, but seeks to keep the good from ever becoming awake. And people say, I mean, this is really dark. And we've done nightly news pieces with the documents, the video clips, one of the inventors of the polio vaccine saying, yeah, we know it killed millions of people. It's real funny. We've played those clips. This isn't a joke. This is absolute fact. And the magnitude of it in suffering, if you've ever watched a family member, you know, wheezing and battling for breath in their deathbed, dying of cancer, and you know that depending on the cancers, they're up thousands of percentile. And the government tries to cook the numbers, keep it quiet, kind of like unemployment numbers. It's exponential. The United States leads the world in illness, in cancer, in obesity, in every form of degenerative disease across the board, neurological, joint, bone, everything. Now, our guest has done deep research. Separately, I've gone over many documents. I mean, it's an ocean of them. The problem is that there isn't evidence. There's too much. Be like in a batting cage, and they've got 50 machines firing balls at you so fast. I mean, there's no way to even deal with it all. But Dr. Mary's Monkey, in a human story with the documents, goes over it and is a very important window to understand it. Now, I'm not trying to argue with you, Ed, but yes, I understand that in the documents and things they say, it's, and from the research, it's a mistake that the polio vaccine got the SV40 in it, but. And then you say it gets darker later, but quantify what you're saying, because I've got the documents where they admit there's programs from cancer viruses to microplasms to chemicals to biologicals to GMO to not just kill us, but damage the human genome. I mean, it's like an alien force was doing this. It's so wicked.
Well, there's a lot of things to address there. One of the things that really got my attention was that the main virus that they were working on with this radiation was SV40. But in that same batch of polio was SIV, which is the ancestor virus to AIDS. And the idea that they were using radiation to shoot inside this test tube that had both SV40 and SIV in it is an extremely dangerous activity, in my opinion, because that ionizing gamma ray radiation has the ability to damage the DNA.
It's meant to accelerate mutation. Tell them why they're shooting radiation at it.
Right. Well, they're in a hurry, and they're trying to accelerate the mutation. I mean, hopefully looking for a benign strain, but they're getting back stronger and stronger strains.
But let's go back to this question, and then I want you to have the floor and really spend the rest of this hour and then go into the next, breaking it down. People can read the book and really find out more. But again, you're saying it is an accident. I'm saying, what about all these other admitted weapons programs where they're deploying it against the population and covering up today what they've done? And you were saying, well, this was an accident, but from your research, what's the overall program?
Well, it's easier for me, frankly, to take the position that it was an accident than to prove the position that it's not an accident. Okay. And so I took what I call the road to hell path. The road to hell was paved with good intentions, and I blame it on hasty public health decisions. But I started getting into, where did this polio epidemic come from in the first place? Okay. So I went to the CDC and I got the data. And it erupts in 1943. I'll send you the graph so we can put it on here.
Now, we're going to do a nightly news thing on this too, young.
So in what happens in 1942? They start the clinical use of antibiotics. There is a direct relationship between the introduction of antibiotics and the onset of the polio epidemic, which goes in 43. It jumps from about 2,000 a year to over 10,000 a year and doesn't come back down to that 10,000 level until after the 50s. Okay? So looking at this from the point of view of the pharmaceuticals, they say Well, we either have to greatly restrict the use of antibiotics, limited to like syphilis and gonorrhea and those kind of things, or we have to find a vaccine to stop this polio because the antibiotics are leading to the polio. And that is a less kind analysis of where this is coming from than the one I just gave you about hasty public health decisions. This means they knew that there was a connection between the two, and the reason that they pushed the polio thing with this Cold War hysteria that they did, people in armbands going around collecting money and just the most extreme language possible in the media, was that they were trying to sell us on the idea of a coast-to-coast mandatory forced vaccination. And it was to protect their profits.
Well, I mean, look, I've gone over the documents, how they say drug the water to control the population, you know, reduce population. We've caught the UN adding sterilants to vaccines. There's a long history, the secret experimentation, all of it, that we know was going on against Native Americans and blacks and others, where they were putting people in the 40s and 50s in chambers and radiating them to death. So we know that there was that eugenics-based program. I understand that they made mistakes as well that generated a lot of this, but look at how, until 4 years ago, they said never take a vaccine when you're pregnant. They knew it caused autoimmune responses and miscarriages.
Right.
And if the baby lived, all sorts of, you know, mental retardation, other things. Now they say, if you're a woman, take Exter. So it's like they're fleeing forward. You know, it's like, okay, you caught us drug in the water. We think there should be more drugs in the water. Oh, you know, it's causing miscarriages. The little baby really needs it when it's inside mommy. So, I mean, I see them just like, just really just enjoying what they're doing. I mean, the worst possible stuff they can do. That's why I say that. But continue tying it in to just how big it is. I mean, how many people from your research and the documents has this cancer affected?
We got back 15. Well, in the initial release of the polio vaccine between 1955 and 1963, and I'm talking about the ones that were injected, which is worse, and then the sugar cube, all right, there were 200 million people who got that. It's like 198. The problem is, this thing is sexually transmitted.
It's communicable.
Yes. So if you didn't get it, you still may have it. And as Blaylock points out, it's being found in grandchildren of people who got the initial polio.
Well, I saw a report in AFP years ago, 98% or something of all Indians in India have it. And they say it's in the sewage.
Well, I didn't see that report, but that's typical of the kind of stuff you discover once you start looking at it. Because, you know, I found the, as I mentioned earlier, the NCI newsletter had it on the front page, you know. So, I mean, there's no denying this. They will argue with you over who, I mean, what happens. But the more I got into it, I mean, I got a phone book from NIH, actually, the NIH Master Phone Book. And in about 2001, somebody brought it to me and gave it to me. And I was able to look at the names and discover that it was one of Dr. Ochsner's students that was now controlling the funding for NCI. And she had married Al Rabson, who was Sarah Stewart's boss. And now this is the boss of the woman who discovers the cancer-causing virus, all right?
And then she's killed.
Now, well, Sarah Stewart.
No, I understand. But then she was also just doing research and discovering stuff as well, right?
Yeah, but I think that she was running this linear particle accelerator at the U.S. Public Health
Service. Under this program is what I meant.
Right. Because what happens is she is the lead researcher on this cancer-causing virus stuff at NCI in 1960, and she suddenly transfers from NCI to the U.S. Public Health Service. Weird career move when you're already at the top of the heap. Why would you do something like that? To put you in charge of the facility that's got the radioactive equipment in it. And that's why I think that she moved over there.
Why did they kill her?
Mary Sherman?
Yes.
I think they wanted to expose the laboratory. If they wanted to shut her up, they could have shut her up more easily just by shooting her or stabbing her or something. But what happens is she grabs a handle that's loaded with millions of volts of electricity, and she's standing in front of a steel wall, and her arm burns out like a spark plug. Now, usually when you have that much electricity, it goes down to the floor and blows your feet off. Her feet are fine. It goes out this special steel wall that has a cable routed to the ground to protect the operators of the linear particle accelerator from the radiation and stuff. Okay. So that's what blows out her arm, but it has not crossed her heart. So her heart is still beating. And she's, you know, like the rib cage is gone. You can see the lungs and everything. And the sun's about to come up, you know, and they terminate her by carefully stabbing her in the heart. It's still pumping at the time, so there's blood all over the place inside of her. And then they put her in a body bag, and they take her back to her apartment where they fake this murder scene. And there they take a knife and do one of these jobs on her, but you don't bleed when you're dead. Okay, so we know that those stab wounds, particularly the one to her liver, did not happen at the same time as the other one. So we got two sets of stab wounds.
That's like Dr. David Kelly, the weapons inspector that exposed Blair and Bush lying. There's no blood with his wrist slit, and then the pills are undigested.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, there are things that happen when you're alive, okay? And then they take her back to her apartment, and they try to set her on fire. Okay, well, the fire there doesn't even, nobody even reports seeing a flame. Right? There's just a bunch of smoke, okay? And the curtains next to her bed don't burn. And the paper label in the sherry bottle doesn't burn. I mean, there's not much heat there. And the clothes that they pile on top of her, and they stab her through the clothes because there are V-cuts in there, okay? Those things burn at 500 degrees, and they didn't burn. Okay, so you got a less than 500-degree fire. And that's supposed to explain why her arm is not there. I mean, there's a basic forensic problem with the crime scene.
And then you have a J. Edgar Hoover document here.
Yes, this is very interesting because this is a document from J. Edgar Hoover instructing his agents not to investigate the Mary Sherman murder because of jurisdiction. Now, if I'm right and she was electrocuted on federal property, then the FBI did have jurisdiction. And bringing her back to a private residence moved it from FBI jurisdiction to NOPD jurisdiction. Then the NOPD contacts the FBI and says, oh, my gosh, look what we found. We've got a name in her address book that you need to tell the boss about. Right. And this says, you know, her arm and ribs were burned. Next sentence, somebody's name was found in her address book. This person, they didn't even bother to say first name. They only said last name.
Well, the FBI director is going to know this guy just by his last name.
Just by his last name. And it's six letters long. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, well, I got two witnesses that said they saw Oswald in Mary Sherman's apartment building. Are they telling the head of the FBI at the height of the Warren Commission investigation that the murdered woman had Oswald's name and telephone number in her address book? Okay? So I contact the FBI and I say, you know, I don't think this ought to be a mystery. You know, this is not a theory at this point. There's a name in here and we need to know what it is. The FBI says, we're not telling you. Appeal to the Department of Justice. So I do all the forms. I appeal to the Department of Justice. They say, we're not telling you. So they tell us we've got Freedom of Information. They tell us we've got JFK Records Act, this new openness, okay? But they're not willing to tell us this one.
We're almost 50 years later.
That's right.
And we can't even be told this. And, of course, then there's all the background stuff about they're in New Orleans. It's on record. They were doing this weaponized cancer test. You're just skipping ahead because we're going to do a whole, like, hour special report, add all the documents in, and we'll have it ready, you know, in a week or two to air on the nightly news. We're doing all sorts of video shoots and special reports where we can actually go over all the little minutia. People can obviously get the book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, at InfoWars.com and read it. And it's forwarded by Jim Mars. We also carry me and Lee. We'll talk about some when we start the next hour when Jim Mars joins us. But you were saying a few years later after 61, 62, 63, it does start getting darker. And you did dig up, and the public can dig up, where there are weaponized cancer programs, autoimmune programs, viral weapon programs. Imagine how advanced they are now. Get into that when things did start to get a little darker.
Well, I was told way back in the 1960s that Mary Sherman had been connected with David Ferry, who was one of Jim Garrison's main suspects, and they were doing some kind of secret cancer research program. And that was the subject. Mary Ferry and the Monkey Virus, okay, which was self-published and it's kind of an underground thing. But that was the subject of the donut. What I was missing was the witness, the hole in the donut. And then in the year 2000, 60 Minutes contacted me and said that they were researching this woman who kept telling them that she was the technician in the laboratory that I said had to happen. And, I mean, the laboratory had to have a technician with very special training to handle these cancer-causing viruses. And they showed up with this woman, Judith Vary Baker, who could prove that she had all that specialized training to handle cancer-causing viruses. And I thought that was very interesting. But then when they were able to show me tax documents and pay stubs to prove that she worked with Lee Oswald at the Riley Coffee Company in New Orleans, they started on the same day. They were there for a week and transferred from a subsidiary over to parent company.
Amazing. Let's tie Dr. Mary's Monkey in with the book that you...
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Ed Haslam is our guest in studio. He'll be with us 20 minutes to the next hour, crossing over with Jim Mars. A huge shadow government JFK researcher, obviously wrote the foreword to the book. Then I'm going to spend 40 minutes with Jim on other current things that are happening, war, the economy, big pharma coming out saying we're going to drug everything to change your behavior. I mean, they're just being overt now. Don't forget, tonight we're going to air an over an hour long, very powerful Dave Mustaine interview on InfoWars Nightly News. I told you for about 2 weeks we're doing a pit stop, is what I'm calling it. While we put in some new equipment, do some other things, finish some reports before we come back with the Nightly News. And then I'm going to go about 6 months more and then officially launch the show in the format it's going to stay on and then be rolled out to television, not just prisonplanet.tv, where we have 15-day free trial, obviously, for those of you that want to be members and finance what we're doing here. But we got a bunch of special reports next week we're going to be airing that are new. Billy Corrigan, who's a listener, the Smashing Pumpkins, he's also one of the most prolific songwriters out there. Amazing guy. I had a chance to hang out with him a lot in the last 2 days. He's been a listener for years. This interview with Billy Corrigan that we're going to air next week is just mind-blowing. The things he talked about. So that's going to come up next week. And we're also, again, going to do a big extended interview. This is just radio here. With Ed Haslam today, Darren McBreen's going to do it with all the documents and things to really give you a briefing. And then we'll take a few weeks on that to really get it nice. And then that'll be on the nightly news. I'll do a news and then now here's a special report. So that's what we plan to do there. We've got about 5 minutes left in this segment, 5 minutes. And then after that, I'm going to get, Jim, for you guys to cross over. But tying the two books together and all the bioweapons experts and people, that pop up in these reports.
Well, in 2000, I mentioned that 60 Minutes brought me this witness, and I was very interested to meet her and find out what her story really was. And she was – I really had to sit down with her for hours to sort out her story and get her timeline straight in my head. And I finally realized that she could prove that when she was in high school – in a dirt floor laboratory with no budget, that she was giving cancer to mice faster than they were able to do it at the National Cancer Institute. And the American Cancer Society held a press conference on their annual press briefing down in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is right up the road from where this gal lived in Bradenton. And she, lots of moxie, she crashes the American Cancer Society press briefing so that she can tell them about her discoveries. Okay. And while they're about to throw her out, the head of research comes over and says, "Young lady, why are you here?" And she says, "I got this information, And so they let her stay. And when they realize what she is saying, that she is outperforming NCI on this, they say, "We want to go to your laboratory and check it out." And the guy picks up the telephone and calls his buddy, Alton Ochsner, who was president of the American Cancer Society some years before, and says, "Alton, get down here. I want you to meet this woman." So Alton comes down with this other guy, and they're all kind of older guys at this point in baggy gray suits, right? But the three men and Judy get in the car and go to her high school to check this out, okay? And the first thing they do is say, "This is the most dangerous thing we have ever seen. We're shutting your lab down. And secondly, you're coming with us up to Buffalo, New York, so we can train you how to handle cancer-causing viruses properly," all right? And I said, "Judy, who's the third guy? I mean, we got Dr. Deal and Ochsner. Who's the third guy?" And she said, "His name was Yuri, and he was from the University of Chicago. And he knew a lot about radiation, and that's all I know about him." So I look up Yuri, University of Chicago radiation, and we got Harold Urey, who was the head of the war sciences program at Columbia during World War II. He starts what becomes the Manhattan Project with Szilard and Fermi. And they all move out to the University of Chicago after the war. So the question is not connecting Yuri to Judy. It's why was Alton Ochsner?
Exactly. Stay there. Got to go to break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.